TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
All right, welcome in to a Sunday morning, a brunch edition of Purple Daily here. We're letting executive producer Declan sleep in. I think we know what time he probably stayed out to last night on a Saturday. And so it's Phil Mackey, it's Judd Zulgad, and this is Purple Daily presented by TCL. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL. And oh boy, the Vikings, like, it can never just be, all right, everything's fine going into training camp and we're just going to smooth sail our way through preseason games. And like, there's always something that has to happen. And so last night, Vikings have four quarterbacks on the training camp roster. Kirk Cousins, Kellen Mond tested positive for COVID because Kirk Cousins is a close contact and not vaccinated. He has to sit out in quarantine now for at least 5 days. We're going to get into all of that from a football perspective and Mike Zimmer putting guys on notice. But Judd, the guy that benefited the most from all of this chaos, it was a sink or swim. You're the only quarterback on the roster. You're going to get all the reps. You're going to have thousands of fans watching you and people watching on NFL Network. Jake Browning last night rose up to the occasion. What were your observations on Jake Browning's great practice under the lights last night?
My first thought is this. Is Jake Browning's right arm still attached to the rest of Jake? Because I swear to God, that guy must have thrown, like, in total, so all drills, team drills, individuals, he must have thrown 100 passes. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
But my observation of him is I think that this is going to go a long way with the coaching staff and in the locker room of sucking things up. And keep in mind, too, there is a reason why teams take four quarterbacks to camp. Like, there's that much work to be done. Nate Stanley is not on the roster because the Vikings see him as a future Tom Brady or a future Manning. He's on the roster because, you know, just like, I guess the parallel is catchers in spring training in baseball.
Yeah.
Like, you always have a ton because there's a lot of work to be done. And you can't
the pitchers have to throw the ball to somebody.
Yeah. Like, and you can't, but, and you can't ask like two guys, hey, throw all the passes. So I think that what, just from a standpoint of being there, being reliable, and then coming through with a pretty damn good night. He got off to a little bit of a rough start, but that's fine. Who cares? I think he really impressed people because that could have gone sideways. Like, he could have looked terrible. He could have been like, I'm tired. I can't do all of this. And mentally, I thought he came out and proved it himself. So I'm willing to bet the teammates and also coaches were very impressed by that. And then, you know what, Phil, as the practice progressed, he made some nice passes. He put, so he made two deep passes down the sideline that I was standing down and damn near got killed.
Find that video on Score North, yes. Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, by the way.
Yes. He made a pass to Thielen. Justin Jefferson caught a really nice pass, a tough catch too, in the end zone. And so there was a lot to like there. And I have no idea if he ultimately is going to start eventually in this league. I have no idea at this point, given the circumstances of what transpired last night, if he is going to be the backup QB. Because there's a case to be made now that if you're the Vikings, you're going to be on the phone today saying, you know what, this thing with Kirk could repeat itself more than once. So I don't know if you would have put Jake Browning in that situation that you did last night in a game. But just as far as a guy who spent 2 years on the practice squad, was not drafted, and then the Vikings paid a pretty penny to get him, I was really impressed because that could have gone in a lot of different directions, and we could have seen balls spiked into the turf and throws sail into the stands, and a very Josh Freeman and Giant Stadium scene repeat itself, and we didn't.
So people might forget this, and I am not suggesting by any means that Jake Browning is like all of a sudden going to become this 10-year starting quarterback because of one practice last night. But in his sophomore year, he was a 4-year starter. He started damn near 40 games. In fact, he started 12, 14, 16, Man, he started like 50 games in the Pac-12 at Washington. It's you'll be hard pressed to find a quarterback that has started more college games than Jake Browning, who was a 12 game starter as a freshman. His sophomore year in the Pac-12, he threw for 3,400 yards in 14 games, 43 touchdowns, and 9 interceptions. And after that season, there was a lot of buzz about, wow, okay, like this dude could be first, second round draft type material. And then his junior year plays out, senior year play out. And he just like, he never even got to 20 touchdowns in the season. So his draft stock fell. And now he's been, but he's been grinding along as a practice squad guy. And so, you know, I did just for fun last night. This was just a survey of Vikings Twitter to find out, what do you think Mike Zimmer thinks right now after being told 2 hours before that night practice, basically, oh, hey, on national TV in front of thousands of paying Vikings fans in a win now season in which your job is on the line and you always feel anxiety anyways, you have one quarterback tonight. Your starting quarterback is going to be out for at least the next 5 days based on NFL protocol. Right. And so I tweeted out, if you gave Mike Zimmer truth serum and a big glass of red wine right now, who would he say he wants as his starting quarterback right after the practice last night? Jake Browning or Kirk Cousins? This is not who is the better quarterback, okay? This is Mike Zimmer in a moment of truth, pissed at the world and pissed at his quarterback for, you know, being in this situation. And 57% of people said Jake Browning, 43% said Kirk Cousins. What do you like I'm, again, this is not who's the better quarterback.
Right.
This is in that moment last night, if you could have said, Mike, who's starting the first 10 games of the season,
right,
Jake Browning or Kirk Cousins, would he have paused?
I think he would say, get me a veteran quarterback who's vaxxed.
Yeah.
Which might not be possible, but that's what he would say. But I mean, he was his press conference that he did at 5 o'clock Central, and the practice started around 7:15, was interesting because he's clearly frustrated and ticked, but he wasn't necessarily in like a terrible mood. And I think it was sort of a, so here's the one thing about last night that I think the Vikings have to be hoping, and it might not happen, but they have to be hoping that this was a wake up call as far as not a vax discussion, but as far as a availability one.
This is pure football.
Kirk Cousins, right or wrong, and like, I'm not even going to debate this because this show, we talk about football, but Kirk Cousins, right or wrong, could have practiced last night even after close contact with Mond if he was vaxxed. So what last night did was, and I don't know if it will be used or not, but Phil, it gave you a window into what can happen. And it wasn't a hypothetical, well, if this, right? Last night was firsthand. I mean, we saw it, and these are the league's rules, and I don't think they're changing. If you wake up, if you know, a teammate gets sick and you've had close contact, and let's say it's the Sunday morning of week one, you're out. You're out for that game.
And you're out for, and I've got the protocol, you're out for the next week of practice minimum.
But the point is, last night could have been incredibly constructive just as far as a football player who's paid millions to play football, seeing what the true ramifications are. So we are no longer spitballing of, let's say this happens, let's say that happens. And I wonder if some ways Mike looked at that and said, I'd far prefer to have this happen on a night that we have a scrimmage than a day that we're about to play the Chicago Bears.
Yep. And again, like, and you wrote the column on scorenorth.com. If people want to check out Judd's written training camp work, this discussion, I know people, and we got a ton of feedback last week from you guys on the Purple Daily YouTube channel. You guys need to keep politics out of this. Well, here's the problem. This is no longer a political discussion. This is an NFL protocol discussion, an availability, can you play football discussion. And that's the direction Mike Zimmer has taken it, too. Mike Zimmer's not sitting here having religious and political discussions and whatnot. But these are some of the things he said last night. He said, I can't talk in detail because that's how the new protocols work, but this is why people should get vaccinated. And what he means is, this is why my football players should be vaccinated, right?
He's not telling you
in your, you know, you live in Blaine, Minnesota. Like, he's not trying to, he's saying, I need my quarterback. I need Harrison Smith. I need Adam Thielen, and I need Kirk Cousins to be available to play football games, because if they aren't, I'm going to get fired and we aren't going to push for a Super Bowl. And he also said something like this happens the day before a game and a chance to make the playoffs and you're screwed.
Everything that Mike says now is through one lens, football. So like it comes off as this, everyone get vaxxed. And I don't know if he cares about that one bit. He cares about football. And so that's, yeah. And look, calling a spade, three very important people with that team, their jobs could ride, very well could ride, on 2021. Rick Spielman, Zimmer for sure, and Kirk Cousins. And I don't know how far down the road of the discussion the Vikings are going to be comfortable going with Kirk. My guess is very far. But the reality is, if this doesn't go well, and the expectations, you are not going to, I don't think you're going to get the 2020 pandemic mulligan again. Oh, man, it was tough. You know, bring us all back and we'll show you. I think the expectations now, fair or not, are reset to previous years, which is we're a football team. We expect a lot. And by the way, we redid the entire defense. Like, the entire house has been redone in some ways. And so if this fails, I don't know if Rick gets fired, but I can tell you right now, I think Mike does. And I think Kirk's gone.
Yeah.
And the other thing Kirk has to, from a football perspective, the other thing that he has to keep in mind, because he loves to crush it when it comes to contracts. Like, he loves to get the big contract. If Kirk Cousins refuses to get vaxxed, and let's just say, let's just pick out, he misses three games. He never gets sick, but just at different times he can't play, okay? His next contract, he's not going to crush it. Because teams are, one, going to say, you're good, but you're a definite, well, hell, now a tier three guy potentially, which is not tier two.
Yeah.
And the second part, Phil, is they're also going to say you did not do something in the best interest of the football team. And that's where football's weird. A lot of Republicans, I think, and people that lean towards non-vax lean way more towards football, who are involved in football. So like their line is drawn with the most important thing is what you did for the team. So executives look at that. So I'm just saying the way that I would appeal to Kirk is forget the politics, forget the religion. If you want to crush your next contract, which he's counting on doing, you've got to be able to play. And I don't know how much more I can strip out beliefs from this, because I'm saying what a GM would say or a coach.
By the way, here's the NFL protocol, because again, this is like Mike Zimmer made it very clear last night. This is about, I need you guys to be available. Need you guys to be available. And so if you're vaccinated, and this, you know, and this is why like a lot of people are saying, well, Kellen Mond apparently is vaccinated, and he was one of the breakthrough COVID cases. And yes, there are breakthrough COVID cases. But in terms of damage being done and hospital beds being filled and deaths over the last, you know, 6 months, a lot more damage is being done to people that don't have the vaccine to people that do. Now, if you don't, again, this is a free country. You don't, no one's forcing you to take the vaccine. No one's forcing Kirk Cousins to take the vaccine. The NFL isn't forcing Kirk Cousins to take the vaccine. But the NFL can put protocol in place, you know, to keep other players safe or to keep other players on the field, et cetera, right? And so this is the protocol that's been put in place. If you're vaccinated and you come in close contact with someone, Kellen Mond, who tested positive, if you test negative and you're vaccinated, boom, go on the practice field right now. You can go practice, which is what would have happened last night, right? If you come in close contact with Kellen Mond, oop, that might be a problem. Let's test you. Okay, you're negative and you're vaxxed. You go out and practice in front of those fans. If you're not vaxxed and you test negative and you're asymptomatic, so you test negative and you're asymptomatic, but you're unvaxxed, you still have to sit out and quarantine for at least 5 days since the latest point of exposure with that player. Mm-hmm. So no matter what, like if you're, this is again, football perspective here, okay? I'm not sitting here on this show. Judd's not sitting here on this show. Like, we know that people from all walks of life and religion and political background come into the same room because you're a Vikings fan, all right? But if this happens, let's say, 4 or 5 times throughout the year where someone tests positive or you came in close contact with someone off the field that that tested positive, whatever, you at minimum have to sit out 5 days. Now, if you have, if your test is also positive, now we're talking about like 10, we're talking about missing 1 or 2 games. So again, like the likelihood of you sitting out multiple games or practices is a lot higher if you're unvaxxed, and that is what Mike Zimmer cares about in this instance. Yeah. The probability of him having to start a backup quarterback or have Harrison Smith out or have to go down to Chad Beebe as a wide receiver or something, you know. So, I mean, it's a really – and Vikings aren't the only team going through this, but, like, Mike Zimmer came out and put his team on blast last night, and this thing's about to get more uncomfortable as we go forward. So, I don't know. And, but good thing Jake Browning rose to the occasion. That's all I can say.
The other thing to keep in mind, too, from this is this one. So we know for a fact that there are several players on this team who aren't vaxxed, and because they didn't come in close contact with Mond, they could – and did practice last night. But this goes back to, Phil, the fact that this is going to, and I'm not saying it's the Vikings, but it's going to happen. This is going to tear, at least I think in my opinion, a couple locker rooms and teams apart. And don't give me this training camp garbage of we're all a family. We all, you know, we're all in it to win it. Well, that's all fine until guys can't play. And I think what Mike said last night, while I totally get it, and I get his frustration, there's another conversation to be had here, because I guarantee you that did not, what Mike said last night in putting people on blast, I don't think was applauded by everybody. Like Kirk, I'm sure, is not pleased, and heck, is probably upset by it. But I'm talking other non-vax players. So like, this is the problem here. I'd rather not talk about this because it's just, it gets into so much murky territory, and I get that. But the reality is, this is becoming and has become now as big a storyline in the 2021 season, especially for a team with big expectations, as anything. Like the old Panic Judd, right? Like I could talk about, what if Kirk gets hurt, which I've talked about before, because they don't really have a backup besides Jake. But you know what? Since 2015, he's missed one start in his career since then. And that came because the Vikings in 2019 had a playoff spot locked up and they could sit him. So he has essentially not missed a start since 2016. So Panic Judd being concerned about Kirk being hurt is, it eventually could happen, but odds are it probably won't happen. As we saw last night, we've now gone into an area of something that very well could take place. And I mean, Phil, if you're the Vikings this morning, okay, if you are Rick Spielman, Rob Brzezinski, Zimmer, Clint Kubiak, the whole crew, and you sit down and talk, what do you start to say about what they should do here? Because, I mean, you can't just say, well, we like Browning and we're a feel-good team, so if he has to play, it'll be good for him. Like, this is not that year. Last year was sort of that year, right? So, like, what is your strategy or thought process? Because in some way, shape, or form, I think this has to be addressed to a certain degree. But my problem is, I don't know how you address it.
Well, Chris Thomason has some news. Breaking news during the Purple Daily recording of this. Here, I'll hit you with it right here.
Joe Namath has signed with the
Vikings. I don't know what you're so worried about. God, you get all worked up over this stuff, but Chris Thomason has the elixir. The Vikings have started the process of looking to bring in another quarterback this week, and I'm told a strong possible candidate now is Case Cookus, who is undrafted in 2020.
I know it's a podcast, but watch your language, okay? There's children so watch this.
I had to Google his, so he doesn't even have... He doesn't even have a stat page on College Football Reference. I was like, did someone feed Chris Thomason bad information to make him look bad? It's like, is Case Cookus just a fake name? It's Case with a C, Cookus, C-O-O-K-U-S, undrafted in 2020, out of Northern Arizona and spent some offseason time last year with the Giants and with the Broncos earlier this year.
Stephen Case Cookus. I'm looking at his Wikipedia page. He's got a Wikipedia page. He's good.
He does, yeah. So he, all right, so he played 5 years. He must have got hurt one of these years. He must have had some sort of a injury redshirt because he played parts of 5 years with Northern Arizona. He put up 12,000 yards passing. He actually, okay, in his, and this is an FCS school. He put up 4,000 yards in 12 games in 2019 at Northern Arizona, 31 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. So, hey, he can throw the ball, and you know what? The Vikings don't need him to play in an actual regular season game. They need him for the next handful of days at practice. Today they have an off day, so that's good. And then starting tomorrow, they might need Case Cookus to throw about 50 passes to the second and third teamers. Just going through different drills, right?
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Wow, there's your solution. Jake Browning and Case Cookus, baby. Let's get it.
Is that what it's going to be?
Well, they haven't signed him yet, but.
Well, they probably need another. So, because Stanley's out too, they're probably going to need another quarterback as well as Case to come in just to throw passes. I mean, you probably
Do they have some
three.
Sort of. Like, I'm guessing like we have to figure out when was the last point of contact with Kellen Mond? Probably on Friday. Maybe Thursday. It depends on when they found out. So they would need 5 days. So let's say it was Friday. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So Thursday, if Friday was the last point of contact, Thursday would be the first day that those guys can come back.
Yes.
So is there like they're going to have to bring in a second quarterback for sure? Is there like an assistant coach that can throw some passes?
The quarterback coach is a southpaw. Was throwing some last night. Got a cannon for an arm. Great arm. So perhaps he can. Perhaps he can start. That brings us to another part of this rule and just how punitive not being vaxxed is. Kellen Mond, who has a breakthrough case, could technically, if in the next 48 hours he now returns to negative tests, could be back on the field.
Before the other guys.
Before the other guys who aren't vaxxed but don't have it necessarily. So, God, but these are examples of, and I get tweets back about, you know, the NFL's out of line. Hey, we didn't make the rules. I'm just saying those are the rules, and I don't think that this league is going to back off those rules. When this league, Phil, as we both know, when they have a hammer, they take it and hit you over the head repeatedly with it. And in this case, they've got the hammer.
Hey, let me ask you this about the Browning-Mond thing, because, you know, Mond has had some, you've looked at his throwing motion too, and that, like, he's certainly not ready to, like, play in an NFL game as a starter for a team that wants to win a bunch of games. And the whole idea in the first place was for him to just sit behind Kirk all season. Did last night pretty much solidify, barring injury, assuming everyone is back and healthy and COVID-free or whatever?
Yep.
That Jake Browning is this team's backup quarterback after last night? Like, is there any question in your mind?
Zero question. The only way I think that he's not is if they now panic and go and try and sign a veteran who has more experience.
I mean, Blake Bortles is
Blake Bortles. I was just going to bring that up. That's a name. Yeah, he just got let go by the Packers. So, and it wouldn't shock me. Like, the one thing with Mike is, as much as I'm sure Zim appreciates Jake Browning's efforts last night, I can't believe he's not panicked about this kid's, you know, never taken a snap in a regular season game before. But if they don't do that, if I was 75% sure before yesterday, and I was, that Browning was going to be the backup, I'm now at 95% sure. I mean, Mond is going to be the third guy, and I will repeat this again, it's a good idea. Like, the Kellen Mond thing was not meant to be, oh, I hope he can step in 2021. So in that case, I will defend the Vikings and say I think that they are doing the right thing, because Mond needs work on his fundamentals. And everything I've been told about him, Phil, is he's got the attributes mentally that you love. Like, he's a sponge. He wants to learn. He works hard. So this is not it can't work. But I think he knows and the team knows it's going to take time. And so rushing him can do nothing but bad. So allow him to learn, be a sponge on and off the field. Let's come back in 2022 and see if he's prepared to play. But yeah, I'm at 95% sure that Jake Browning will be the week one backup unless they bring in someone else.
Yep. Mike Zimmer loves toughness and reliability, right? He loves when guys rise to the occasion in moments of adversity. And I think Jake Browning scored a lot of points last night with the coaching staff, Mike Zimmer, and even with his teammates. So they showered him with water after the game was over on the field, or after practice was over, according to the things I was seeing.
I'm telling you, his arm probably fell off.
So he basically got a Gatorade bath last night because he made it through a two-hour practice.
Dude, I've never seen this in my life. One quarterback in a training camp practice who throws every single pass. And by the way, they passed a lot last night.
That's nuts. So was he just because I'm sure at certain points they had like two or three different things going on, right?
They really didn't.
They were just running plays?
They just ran plays.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, I'm sure they scaled it back differently because of that. But they didn't really shorten it up by a ton. So it's not, you know, Zim, we're not backing off, right? And my defense needs the practice. So I'm telling you, this guy, they did work on run plays occasionally. But I'm just telling you, there was a lot of Jake Browning passing.
I mean, that's the thing too. And by the way, there's a million other observations. We're gonna do Purple After Dark tonight, and so we'll get into like my biggest question is gonna be, why are we still doing this Dakota Dozier thing? Like,
There's a lot of that to get into. Plus, I can tell you about a little trick play I saw along with like 4,000 people or 2,000.
Wait,
people.
So why are they all of a sudden like? There was a period there where reporters weren't allowed to even like. Basically, you guys had to be blindfolded at practice.
I don't think we're supposed to talk about it, but
you guys are like filming plays.
Yeah, well, they can't stop you.
But they used to. They used to say for like the TV camera guys, you have to stop filming after individual.
I thought early in training camp you could film the whole thing, and then after like 2 weeks it got shut down.
Okay,
I don't remember exactly, but yeah, my opinion now is it's all fair game.
Well, yeah, especially if you got 2,000 fans with smartphones, like everyone. Yes,
but I saw a little trick play last night. Somebody lined up a quarterback. But we'll talk about that on Purple After Dark.
But real quick, like to your point about just Mike Zimmer saying, no, we're going to still hold our practice. That's the thing. Like, you don't get the amount of time you get to run actual plays in the NFL offseason and training camp is very minimal.
Yes.
Like, you used to be able to put guys in full pads and mini camp and stuff and run full plays. And now it's like there's a ramp. You can't do any of that in the early part of the offseason. And then you have to kind of ramp up in training camp. And so, like, these coaches only get a certain amount of padded practices and running full plays. And it's precious time because the players have negotiated these practices to be easier.
Yep.
And so if you're Zimmer and you're like, well, wait a second, I got quarterbacks that are going to be out for like 5 days. I mean, that's literally like 15% of our practice, you know, for the next 5 weeks.
Yep.
We still have to do stuff. Like, we still have to run plays in the offense.
My defense needs work. My defense needs work. Screw the offense.
Yeah. Clint Kubiak is new to his role and everything else. And all these new defenders need to, the Vikings have a bunch of new faces on defense that just need to run plays and reps. Yeah. So,
Cam Dantzler ain't improving by being told, go home, kid. We can't practice today because we're down three quarterbacks. But I love your point because training camp on the calendar is still long, right? Like, you know, it's a month or before the season starts. I get that. But compared to the old days, the actual time to work on things on the field is very small. And so that's exactly right. It's not like canceling the second practice of two-a-days in 2006.
Yeah.
Like, you have essentially 2 hours plus each day to work. And the first day that they can be in pads is Monday. And so that takes another important turn, too, because then contact is possible. You have some contact in what they're doing now, but it's not much. And, Phil, if you recall, the night practice, which they had last night, used to be like full pads and like thud practices. So not full tackling, but it was aggressive. And in Tice's day, he encouraged a competitive practice. I mean, that's still sort of there, but not really. So yeah, your point is well taken and a great point, which is you can't afford to say Cousins is out, so we shouldn't practice. It literally is, if Jake Browning is the only quarterback that we have, then we'll practice with Jake Browning.
Yeah. I think Eric, Eric from PFF, one of the PFF guys, mentioned the Vikings. A lot of the Vegas sports books have had the Vikings over under at like 8.5, which you're thinking, God, that just feels low, right? So they're basically just right on the 500 line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those odds makers take into account vaccination rates of teams. Like, if it's more likely than like Vikings compared to another team, if they think it's more likely the Vikings might have 3 different weeks where they're playing without top players or if the starting quarterback isn't vaccinated, he has a better chance of missing games than another quarterback might, right? On top of the injury risk already in football. And so there's been some speculation that information has been taken into the market price with these sports books, that maybe this is a 9.5 or a 10 over under that's right. being brought down to 8.5 because so many prominent players have publicly come out. Harrison Smith, Thielen, I think was, I don't want to throw other names. I know Harrison Smith, Thielen, and Cousins now. Someone said Sheldon Richardson maybe too.
He's not back. Or he said in June that he was not vaccinated.
Alex Mattison, I think, you know, basically said it with his comments
about
Rick Dennison.
I'll give you one that surprised me. Wyatt Davis didn't practice last night, which means the third round pick is not vaxxed because unless he's sick and tested positive himself, which we don't think he did not practice. So
he was a close contact.
He's in the same boat as Cousins and Stanley.
Yeah.
That surprised me. And that also, we can flesh this out tonight, that also gets into the very heart of the right guard discussion, for which Davis's name, when I asked the coach about it, was not brought up.
Yeah, that's a telling sign. You don't go from not being brought up and not mixing in a month before the season to being the starting week one.
When Drew Samia's name is mentioned and yours is not, you got to look inside you real quick and say, what am I doing here?
One more quick, I'm going to save my offensive line thoughts for tonight. All right. If you guys want to join us for a little Purple After Dark later on tonight, we're going to be live on the Purple Daily YouTube channel. It sounds like probably around like 7 o'clock Central Time right now in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I'll be cheersing by then.
So, yes. So that's it. And you know, I fully expect a reasonable, level-headed discussion in the Purple Daily comment section about all of this, just like I've seen on my Twitter account. A lot of level-headed, respectful discussions among people.
Can we tie this into the model of this show? Because it works perfectly. This show is all about talking about how the Vikings can win a Super Bowl for the first time ever and even get to a Super Bowl for the first time since 1977. So, tying this all together, if you don't have your starting quarterback, guess where you're not going, Phil Mackey? The Super Bowl. So, I don't care what your belief is, and you don't care what mine is deep down, because we all got our own beliefs. But I think we all are on the same page of, you want a Super Bowl title, right? How do you get there? And that's where I believe it's just fair. I mean, this can't be ignored, and I don't think it needs to become an uncivil, huge debate, because we're not debating it. We're telling you what the facts are to get a Super Bowl.
If you don't like the protocol that was put in place last night, don't be mad at us. Don't be mad at Mike Zimmer. Don't be mad at the Vikings. Be mad at the NFL and the NFL's doctors that have helped put together this protocol.
And just quickly, in the last CBA, which I told everyone was a joke, the NFLPA signed off on allowing the league to basically do medically whatever it wanted. Mm-hmm. So be mad at the players too. And Kirk, if Kirk's going to stand by what Kirk believes, Kirk really needs to come out and challenge the union.
Yeah.
They screwed him.
It will be interesting to see what he says when he comes back, because he'll speak to the media, I would guess, later on this week. Like, he's the starting quarterback, so he's going to talk.
He could zoom in, you know.
I'm going to guess he's going to say no on that, but he'll speak at some point.
Yes, he will.
It'll be interesting to see what he says. So we appreciate you guys. Judd is covering training camp at scorenorth.com. You can see we've been much more active for the first time on Score North TikTok, and we're always active on Score North Instagram too. So check us out. Daily Vikings entertainment here on Purple Daily. We'll see you guys actually later tonight.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.